Hello?
Coach, the gang's all there.
Okay, gang. All right.
You want to just give them a recap?
Yeah, sure. I mean, a very exciting game, as I said last night. You know, a lot of things you'd like to change. You'd like to have, we had the one coverage error in the secondary. Miscommunication ended up being a big play. Another time we didn't get great pressure on the quarterback, who seemed to have all day to throw the deep ball there. You know, and that hurt. We had one ourselves. They came with a blitz, and no one covered Mario, and we got ourselves a big play, long play that way. But, yeah, it was some fourth quarter, and we hung in there. And despite the fact that, you know, on a 3rd and 10, we had a tip ball interception on a screen pass that looked like we had three blockers in front. But, you know, it's amazing. Eli comes to the sideline. He's very disappointed, but he puts it in its place. And the next time we get the ball, he goes right back out there and, you know, rallies the troops, makes some incredible, you know, throws to the sideline under pressure all night long with people, you know, patting their feet and then going out of bounds, whether it be Victor, whether it be Hakeem. Big plays down the stretch by Ballard, obviously. Putting us in position, the touchdown run on the second try by Brandon, a powerful run there, well blocked. The guys jumped on their respective defenders and did a nice job with that. Patience, the two-point play, you know, Petrus did a really nice job on that. Danny Ware showed great patience in holding the line and coming underneath him, and then, you know, you're never safe. 46 seconds left, and we do a really good job the last couple of times. Lawrence Tynes had an exceptional game, kicking 6 touchbacks. And literally, you know, they had Bryant back there for kickoffs and punts at the end of the game. And because of the distance of the kickoffs, we didn't have to worry about trying to tackle him in the open field. So, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win the game. They came right back down, and as these games are so prone to be, they're very, very close, and sometimes they can come right down to the very, very last play. But a very much needed win for our team in a lot of ways. You know, great reinforcement for the kind of effort and purpose and determination, you know, with which we played. So I'm very happy for our players today, and hopefully this will again continue to motivate and excite us about the very difficult remainder of our schedule. So that having been said, fire away.
Coach, you just said it's amazing how Eli came to the sideline. You've now been with him for quite some time. What has he shown you this year? Or why does he sort of continue to kind of amaze you, if you will?
Well, it's just his mental toughness. You know, he comes over, he's not happy. A lot of times he's not happy. Something has taken place and he, you know, he wants to control everything, and sometimes there's things you can't control. And, you know, he'll come to the sideline and be disappointed and upset, but he'll get his nose right in the book and look at all the pictures and see and discuss, you know, with Kevin what has to be done and what could have been done differently, and what do you see, what do I see, what's everybody see? And he goes back out there and just directs traffic on the field, and the response on the part of his teammates is obvious.
Now, given your desire to have a balanced offense, did you ever think that you would have a quarterback who would be flirting with the NFL single-season passing record?
No, I didn't think that way. But if you look last night, we had 31 runs as well. We just had a ton of plays last night. And one time of possession against a team that, quite frankly, has done a good job with time of possession over the entire season.
I know you're mostly concerned with your team, but I know you're also looking at the league as a whole. I mean, Eli's now one of 4 guys here challenging the NFL record for most passing yards in the season here out of nowhere. I mean, is there some kind of shift going on in the league now that's making this even more of a passing game? Can you put your finger on why this is happening the way it is?
No, not really. I still believe it all starts with protection, and of course you've got to have people that make the plays, make the big plays on the other end of it. But it's the quarterback that that is the major ingredient. And you've seen just over the last few weeks and the people that we've played, the outstanding quarterback ratings, the way in which you know, the league is blessed with these outstanding players. So I can't tell you exactly what it is, and I just know that with the quality of play, you're seeing the defenses are very well taxed.
You going to let Eli run his own off-season program again this year?
We'll see about that.
Tom, can you just talk about the position you guys are in right now, heading into the final 3 weeks, where you don't really have to look at the scoreboard anymore?
Well, you know, I've always been a huge believer in you've got to take care of your own business, you know. And whenever you start to drift and to think that, you know, that perhaps other people are going to help you out, I think you get in trouble. So you got to take care of your own business, and you got to, you know, we realize how difficult each one of these games will be, but we've put ourselves in position where, you know, if we can take care of our own business, then and what we've all wanted all along, you know, will present itself as an opportunity for us.
You came into camp saying that finish would be the mantra of this team. Now, a lot of times over a lot of years, coaches will try to get their players to buy into something, and it doesn't always work. Is there a sense of, I don't know, just pride or being pleased that these guys actually took to heart what you said?
Well, I mean, I'm pleased for them for realizing that whatever information that through the course of our study and our research I give to our players, it's only because it's going to help them be the best they can be. And there's no other alternative. There's no other objective in mind. I'm pleased that. That they're fighting and they're working their tails off, and I'm happy that they were reinforced last night. But it certainly doesn't stop here. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done.
Coach, if we go back to Eli and we look at him, obviously, he's getting a lot more help from his receivers this year, maybe. But what else is a big difference this year? How has his game improved this year as last year?
Well, the easy one is last year with the turnovers. This year, he's very, very conscious of that. He's been very accurate. And I think one of the things you saw last night was, you know, he can move around and create some things for himself, but when he finds that, you know, that still hasn't solved all of his issues, he throws the ball away. And, you know, that's a real, real positive step, for a quarterback to be able to recognize that, you know, you've pushed a bunch of buttons and nothing seems to be able to answer anything for you. And before you get yourself into trouble and lose yardage, throw the ball away. So that I think is something that I have noticed.
Tom, with the people that you lost in the off season and the injuries that have been just decimating the roster, especially the defense, you know, you kept saying throughout the year, you know, next man up, but obviously, the guys have really sort of taken that to heart and sort of bought in, and they're obviously in the position they are now because they've done that. And how gratifying is that to see? And in realistically, could you have envisioned it sort of working out that way as well as it has?
Well, it's the idea too that they're. I mean, we have a bunch of very, very competitive people here, and I'm not sure that the players ever. I mean, they were they certainly observed when the injuries did occur, and they certainly felt bad for the individuals. But I don't think that they ever wavered from what they want, and they also helped in encouraging and in teaching and helping with some of these young guys that have had to step in there and play. So you know, I hope that all the years and all the mental attitude type things that we've tried to instill in our guys, the mental toughness, the physical toughness part of it, you know, the belief in who you are and what you're attempting to accomplish. The idea that it's all about team, that it's not about the individual, it's not about self, it's about team and what you can do for your team and how you can help the unity and morale of your team by the way in which you buy into it and the way in which you set aside your own goals and objectives that are in the best interest of team. I hope those things, you know, have certainly sunk in.
Tom, how did you guys come out of the game last night? Specifically, how's Jake Ballard and David Beal?
I think Jake is going to be okay. He may have injured his wrist a little bit, but they don't believe it's much. And Dave just he keeps hanging in there and pounding away. So you know, I think that they may be a little bit restricted this week, but they'd definitely be ready to go.
And what did Deal injure?
He's had an ongoing hand issue, but he's battled and really done well with it.
What about Beckham? How did we ask you about him?
Who?
Travis Beckham.
Yeah, he's got some issues in his upper chest area that I think he's going to have to. We're going to have to see if he can play through some of the soreness that he has, and hopefully that'll happen.
You're talking a pectoral issue?
Sternoclavicular. Up a little higher than that.
In watching the film today, was there anything else about JPP that kind of stuck out? Anything little that you sort of didn't even notice yesterday?
Not really. You know, he was flying around, playing hard, sometimes not getting a whole lot done. But because he's persistent, athletic, and really enjoys the game, you know, he just keeps swinging. He hangs in there and he keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And you know, and he's got that ability, as you saw on the blocked field goal, to make the, because of his athleticism and skill, that he can make the play when your team most needs it.
Tom, obviously in the aftermath of the win, obviously it was very exciting, but there were some especially late in the game some real what appeared to be breakdowns in the secondary. Going back, looking at the film, what exactly was happening, and how much, if at all, is that a concern for you going forward?
Well, I'm continuously asked about concern. It's a tremendous, grave concern. I can't express that any more. We continue to work with it. You have technical errors. You have, you know, just physical breakdowns where one person is able in a certain way to win on a certain play over another. And so you have those kinds of things that happen as well. But the thing that I'm most discouraged about and disappointed is when we do have a breakdown in communication or we do have some type of a error that gives up a big play, and that should not be happening, and we're continuing to try to eliminate those things.
What does that go back to, the communication error? What did that stem from, you think?
You know, I really can't tell you that. It's probably what one person thinks is the play, the coverage called, doesn't get the adjustment, doesn't get the check. You know, it's ongoing. You can list any number of reasons why those things happen. None of which satisfies anything, obviously.
Do you think there's a chance you could get Kenny Phillips and OC back this week?
Well, we're hoping, but we're going to have to wait and see. You know, this stuff is day to day. You get excited, and then you get a report, and it's not quite as positive as you thought it might be. So we'll wait. We're early. We've got tomorrow and even the treatment wise Wednesday before we would get on the field. So let's just see how that plays out.
How about David Boss?
Same kind of thing.
Anything else for Tom?
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks. Thanks.
The leader has disconnected. The conference.